River of Faith, 300 years as a New Orleans Catholic community, is the headline of the January 6th issue, tricentennial issue of the Clarion Herald. Our Catholic newspaper lays before us our history with a timeline that dates from 1682 to 2018. Along with our great city of New Orleans, we are celebrating the arrival and the presence and witness of our faith these past 300 years. You will want to take home this historically informative, commemorative story of our life as church. Today, we journey back into history, way beyond 300 years, to the time of the visit of the Magi. Time and fertile imaginations have added exotic details to the saga of these strange and mysterious pagan astrologers, possibly Persian scholars, who left homeland to seek the newborn king of the Jews. They prefigure for us the Gentile mission that the risen Jesus will inaugurate in the closing verses of Matthew's gospel, his commission of his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to carry out everything I have commanded you until the end of the age. Thus, Matthew's gospel bookends his gospel story with the visit of these Gentile visitors, the Magi, with the great commission of his church. And just how many visitors were there? We surmise that there were three, and the three were kings because of three pricey gifts they brought. But it's possible, or even likely, according to some traditions, that there were more than three of the Magi. The Eastern tradition favored 12. Like René Robert Cavalier de La Salle in 1682, who traveled the Louisiana Territory to the mouth of the Mississippi River, the Magi traveled a distance of roughly 1,000 miles to reach Jerusalem. Their reading of the heavens focused on a star that signified that something important was happening beyond their borders. And they were willing to displace themselves to discover what it might be. They had enough faith to go seeking more. They were also humble enough to ask for wisdom from a tradition, the Jewish scriptures, that was not their own. And Herod tells them to go in search of the child. When Matthew uses the word child, he has in mind that the visit of the Magi happened when Jesus was about 2 years old. And then Matthew says they entered a house. So Joseph and Mary seem to have left the stable and found temporary lodging. And what were they possibly thinking with the arrival of these unexpected visitors? Who were these strange people who wanted to see their child? What were their intentions? Could they be trusted because they were foreigners, you know? Well, Mary and Joseph did trust not so much the Magi, but God. over and over, they had to face being uprooted physically and psychologically. They were yanked out of the little comfort they had to deal with. And the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh that these visitors offered were not random items that they happened to have in their saddlebags. In Matthew's story, the gifts are prophetic statements about the principal dimensions of Jesus' life and mission. Gold, a gift given to royalty, says this child is a king, a ruler with power and authority. This child comes to transform our perspective of wealth to treasure the things of God, compassion, forgiveness, and peace. These are the coins of the realm of the newborn king. Frankincense comes from a small tree found only in Arabia and parts of northern Africa. The hardened resin of the plant was used as medicine for many ailments, to stop bleeding and to heal wounds, as an antidote to poisons, and as a salve for bruises, ulcerations, and paralyzed limbs. So this child comes to restore and heal not just physical ailments of those he will encounter, but to heal our fears and doubts, to bridge the chasm that separate us from one another and from God. The incense, frankincense, used in prayer, says this child is divine. And the third and final gift, myrrh, was an expensive extract from the resin of the myrrh tree. This embalming spice, used for burying the dead, only royalty and the very wealthy were embalmed. This child comes to recreate us in the life of God. His death will be the defeat of death. His cross will be his and our glory. In the words of the old spiritual, I wonder as I wander out under the sky how Jesus the Savior did come for to die. At the time, Jesus certainly didn't look royal, divine, or on his way to death. Nor did he look that way for most of his life. The three gifts are a gospel in themselves. We who have heard and read the story know with faith that he was a gift from God whose love is beyond our comprehension. We're lucky, so very lucky. You and I a part of the history of the city of New Orleans and the river of faith that flows through our lives. If someone were to write your infancy narrative, what would the Magi or visitors to the maternity wing bring with them for you? What gifts would say who you are? Now, there may have been more than three Magi, so you may select more than three gifts for yourself. But 38 may be a few too many. That spreads the idea too thin, and it loses meaning. So perhaps, maybe select more like five gifts for yourself. Meditating on who you are was a practice Thomas Merton recommended to the young monks he was training. And the closer we come to discovering our true selves, the more accurately we see the picture God has of us and has had for us, not just for 300 years, but forever. So what would the Magi have brought when you were born? Hopefully, gifts inscribed with the words, "What you do for others, you do for me."